So you are back. You're listening to the Kathy Barnett Show. And before we went to break, first I played you a little bit just to, as a reminder of what we lived through during those COVID days. And again, and then I read to you right before we went out to break is that what Shapiro, Governor Josh Shapiro, Department of Health, had, they have not passed a bill yet. But what they have done is that they have put forward a 502-page proposal to rewrite Pennsylvania's communicable disease regulations. Public comments are open right now through 2026, but this proposal could take up until 2028, they're saying, in order to do this. Now, why is this so important? Because, again, you have to remember what we lived through. Now, back in 2020, what we were living through then was the Pennsylvania Department of Health could only attempt to provide surveillance of infectious disease outbreaks. And with that being the case, where they could only provide surveillance of infectious disease outbreaks, they took that and shuttered businesses, shuttered schools, destroyed lives, barred you from being able to see your family members if they were in the hospital. Remember at one point they were even having conversations about restricting hospital access to those of us who did not take the jab if we should contract COVID and needed medical assistance. So that was under, at that time, measures that only allowed them to provide surveillance of infections, of infectious disease outbreaks. Now, this rewrite of Pennsylvania's communicable disease regulations, what they're trying to do now is implement disease control measures that not only provide surveillance, but also for the prevention, containment, or mitigation of a disease, infection, or condition. And the word disease prevention could include measures such as coerced vaccination and mask mandates without the active spread of infectious disease. So the term condition in this proposal is another new addition to the health code. It's nebulous. It's not clear. It's opaque. So it's a nebulous definition of a non-infectious medical alignment or other health-related events. So we're moving beyond what we had in 2020, 2021, where the state was only allowed to provide surveillance of an infectious disease, to now giving the state control measures to prevent, to contain, to mitigate a disease, an infection, or condition, the nebulous condition, which a lot of things could fall into that bucket. So the proposed changes could give Josh Shapiro, the state, and not just Josh Shapiro, he's going to be out of office at some point. And then the next person who comes in will inherit this. And so it will give them the ability to enter homes, to enter schools without a warrant, to access confidential medical records, and impose statewide school mask mandates. This is from one of the Pennsylvania lawmakers who says the administration's proposed new regulations on mask mandates and communicable disease are deeply concerning. This is from Pennsylvania lawmaker Michelle Brooke. These include catch-all authority to impose masking, distancing, and virtually any other disease control measure it wants, a statewide vaccine database with mandatory reporting authority to restrict attendance at funerals, and extraordinarily broad powers to monitor private health information. And as I already said, the ability to enter private property closure of businesses. I mean, it just goes on. And you have to say to yourself, why? What, you know, and this is something that I've spoken to you guys about on many, many occasions, that because nothing has been done to hold people accountable for the decisions that were made that impacted our lives, our livelihoods, our mental health, the education of our children, because nothing has been done. Look at Dr. Fauci. The man put out a journal of just, you know, just, it was all about Dr. Fauci. It wasn't really about you or I. And it was very explicit. I've done shows on that. You can go back and take a look at those. Because nothing was done, and because these people literally got away with murder in many cases, that why would they not do this again? Why would they not go for additional power? Why would they not go for a power grab? And that is what this appears to me is an unprecedented power grab. Who think that what we lived through under Tom Wolf was successful? And if you are like me and you believe that it wasn't really successful, that there were, that giving that kind of power, and all he had at that time was surveillance power, and yet he was able to really modify how we as Americans were able to live our lives. But even with that limited, quote unquote, kind of power and restraint that was placed there with the Constitution and other things, who think that it's a good idea to give the government even more control, even more power? I don't know. So I'm bringing this to you guys. Let me read this right here. The regulatory changes, and this is according to a Daily Wire article, the regulatory changes hand Josh Shapiro's team unfettered power to enter apartments, schools, and any other location determined by the Department of Health when conducting a disease investigation without a warrant. So we're just going to do away with the Third Amendment. As a matter of fact, let's just do away with the whole Constitution. The Department of Local Health Authority may enter an apartment, building, healthcare facility, school, college, or university, or other location as necessary to conduct this investigation under this chapter if their representative presents documentation to establish that they have authority to be in that area. So the new regulation explicitly states that no person can interfere with a Department of Health investigation and further specifies that health bureaucrats have the power to meet and speak with a student or other person in private at schools. It explicitly states that school employees may not obstruct an investigation. So what about parents? And this is where Randy Wenger, who's the chief counsel of the Independence Law Center, has put out a statement saying parents have a fundamental right to direct the upbringing of their children. And these regulations that allow a bureaucrat going to a school to meet with a child without parents' knowledge and telling the school officials they can't even interfere with this, that ends up then interfering with the parent's fundamental right to direct the care and upbringing of their children. And it's unconscionable. I don't want any government agent coming in and talking one-on-one with my child about immensely personal subjects like STDs or anything. One-on-one. And again, let me read. The new regulation that Josh Shapiro is proposing explicitly states that no person would mean you, parent, if you're a person, can interfere with the Department of Health investigation and further specifies that health bureaucrats, unelected individuals, people who are not accountable to you and I, the voter, have the power to meet and speak with a student or other person in private at school. And it explicitly states that school employees may not obstruct whatever this unelected bureaucrat wants to do to your child. You just have to hand them over. Who thinks this is a good idea? Who thinks this is a good idea? Please. Call me. Contact me. Here's a number, 941-681-0280. So this is being done in the state of Pennsylvania. This is being done in other states as well. And if you think it's not going to be done in your state, just because your state may have a lot of Republicans in it, watch out. Look around us. And it was something that I used to say all the time when I was running for U.S. Senate here in the state of Pennsylvania, is that Democrats could not do half of the stuff they were doing if Republicans were not complicit. I could count during 2020, 2021, 2022, I can count on one hand the number of quote unquote Republican politicians, state, local, or federal, who were using their position to push back on the shutdown, to push back on the mask mandates, to push back on the coercive jabbing of people, on the shuttering of businesses, putting COVID-19 positive patients inside of nursing homes. I can name on one hand the number of Republicans, specifically in the state of Pennsylvania, but even outside, I can count in the state of Pennsylvania, I can count on one hand the number of Republican elected officials who used their position to push back on these things, and I would still have fingers left. So wherever you may be listening to me right now, if you think just because you have a bunch of quote unquote people with Republican next to their name and somehow you're safe, you need to wake up out of that delusion. You're listening to the Kathy Barnett Show. I'll be right back outside.
Stay tuned. Kathy Barnett continues after these words. Follow Kathy at Kathy for Truth on Instagram, X, and YouTube.